أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد كان لسبأ في مسكنهم آية، جنتان عن يمين وشمال، كلوا من رزق ربكم واشكروا له، بلدة طيبة ورب غفور. فأعرضوا فأرسلنا عليهم سيل العرم وبدلناهم بجنتيهم جنتين ذواتي أكل خمط وأثل وشيء من سدر قليل. ذلك جزيناهم بما كفروا وهل نجازي إلا الكفور. وجعلنا بينهم وبين القرى التي باركنا فيها قرى ظاهرة وقدرنا فيها السير، سيروا فيها ليالي وأياما آمنين. فقالوا ربنا باعد بين أسفارنا وظلموا أنفسهم فجعلناهم أحاديث ومزقناهم كل ممزق، إن في ذلك لآيات لكل صبار شكور.
And for the Saba, there is a sign in the homelands, two gardens, one to the right and one to the left. Eat from the sustenance provided by your Rabb and be grateful to Him. A pure, beautiful city and a Rabb most forgiving. As a traveler would travel, you will find that the city has been skirted with two gardens, one to the right and one to the left, extending for miles upon miles. The weather was pleasant and the atmosphere pure, not polluted, no pollution, so there won't be pests and insects. And overall, you be obedient, show thanks, and be grateful, and you have a Rabb that is most forgiving, most merciful. For the minor discrepancies, then He will overlook your faults. So, these favors that continued, comforts and luxury, but they turned away. Despite the fact they had so much of comforts and luxuries, and when they had been deviating, then Allah Ta'ala had sent 13 Anbiya alayhim salam for their guidance and their correction. But they chose to persist upon the wrong, and they turned away from obedience, and we had sent against them the floods released from the dams and converted their gardens with bitter fruit, thorny trees, and a little wild low tree with a very little fruit but more thorns. ذَلِكَ جَزَيْنَاهُمْ بِمَا كَفَرُوا. This was their acquittal and punishment on account of them being ungrateful and rejecting the truth. And such punishment is only meted out to those that are really ungrateful. Therefore, it is reported that the three punishments that a person gets for not showing gratitude, being unthankful, and being unloyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one is al-wahnu fil ibadah. In righteousness, he finds a type of a weakness, no enthusiasm and no drive in doing righteous works. Number two, ad-diku fil ma'isha, and his livelihood also, he sees constraints and difficulties. It is not as easy as it used to be. And number three, at-ta'assuru fil ladha, and number three is that in spite of having outward joy, he doesn't go through that type of happiness and cheer in the midst of the joy that he's got. لا يصادف لذة حلالا. that whenever any good comes his way, any comfort and cheer, but there is something to spoil the comfort. Comfort comes around, but there is a tragedy. A comfort and a luxury comes about, but there is a dispute. Some type of fortune comes up, but then there is some problems thereafter. So whatever comfort he experiences, then that comfort is spoiled because of some tragedy, some misfortune, some type of controversy, etc. So these are the three punishments that a person gets for being unloyal and ungrateful to Allah Ta'ala. That he doesn't have the motivation any longer, he goes through constraints, and in the midst of his joy, he goes through some type of difficulty and displeasure. We had made this town so prosperous. جَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ وَبَيْنَ الْقُرَى الَّتِي بَارَكْنَا فِيهَا. And between them and the towns on whom we had poured our favors, Syria, Yemen, they had a trade route, towns on which we had poured our favors. So between them, between the trade routes, we had placed towns in prominent positions that travelers can travel with ease and delight, that they are towns in between their routes and prominent positions, and قَدَّرْنَا فِيَ السَّيْرِ, and their journey stages also we had placed in due proportion. Person traveling by night or by day, then he will find stations where he could put over for the night. So everything was placed like they would require, like it would be easy for them. Journey stages and stations where they could halt and stay over the night, find additional provisions for the continuity of their journey. Everything was found. Siru fi rafiha layaliya. And Allah Ta'ala told and instructed them, travel therein, secure by night and by day. So there is security, there are towns for supplies and provisions, and everything to make it easy and comfortable for them. But in the midst of their comforts, they became ungrateful. Instead of being thankful and showing gratitude, they began to ask Allah Ta'ala, Ba'id bayna asfarina, make longer distances between our journey stages. Now everything is so comfortable and so relaxing. There is no more excitement and no more thrill. So when there is going to be a longer distance in our journey stages, we will find excitement, we will find it thrilling, and they had wronged themselves, and then we had reduced them to stories that are narrated, and broke them, dispersed them altogether. And the water of the dams, the dam itself had broken, burst, and the entire town was under water, all covered under floods. The whole place, the whole region dried up, no additional water like they used to get. So that whole town, Yemen, the entire neighboring towns, everything was destroyed. People there could not continue sustaining themselves, they had to disperse. إِنَّ فِي ذَٰلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ لِكُلِّ صَبَّارٍ شَكُورٍ. These are signs for all those who patiently persevere. At the time of difficulty, they patiently persevere, trials, difficulty. They understand it's coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They don't move away and drift away from His obedience. And in the midst of luxuries, they aren't unmindful of showing gratitude. So they patiently persevere, and they show gratitude all the time. So these lessons are appreciated by this class of people who patiently persevere and who are thankful, who aren't arrogant and proud at the time of luxury and favor, and they aren't despondent and depressed at the time of constraints and difficulty. At all times, they hold firmly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.